Hey, everybody. This is Sean from Robot Spaceship, and welcome to the podcast. I got a few different topics to talk about today, but first on the agenda, I want to tell you about the upcoming Spacewalk Talks 2024. This is our innovation event that we, this is the second edition of Spacewalk Talks. This one, we got a really cool lineup scheduled. It's going to be on April 24th, 2024, so schedule that in your calendar. I'll make sure I put a link to the event page in the show notes. The event page is in German, so most likely if you're here in Germany, you speak German and you're looking to go to a German-speaking event. But anyway, if that's something you're interested in, if you're listening to this at the English podcast, go check it out, book some tickets. The topic for this event is Engage Germany Visions of the Future, which we're basically having a lot of speakers from a lot of businesses in the area who are going to be talking just about how we can sort of innovate the future, especially with German businesses. There's going to be, let me click on the lineup here and see who we got. It's going to be Raphael Geigen from Trend Scouts, Christina von Messling from Future Today Institute. I don't know if you know Amy Webb. She's a great futurist talking about a lot of stuff anyway. She's got her people, Christina von Messling. She's going to be there speaking. A whole bunch of people lined up and probably some special guests as well. So it's going to be a great day with a lot of innovative discussions about the future of business in Germany. So again, Spacewalk Talks 2024, check it out, book your tickets. And hopefully I'll see you there. Second topic for today. What was it? Last week, OpenAI announced Sora. I don't know if you've seen this thing, but this is crazy. It's basically their new text-to-video platform that they have coming up. Maybe there's some people who got some advanced access. I don't know. I'm not on the Cool Kids Club, I guess, for that. But anyway, some of the examples that they're showing is insane. Like, I'll show some of the stuff. You're looking at it up here. But anyway, basically, you're going to be able to, through ChatGPT or through their platform, I don't know how they're going to mix it up. But anyway, you basically just type in a prompt. Like, in this case, they just typed in the prompt, historical footage of California during a gold rush. The thing spit out this drone's eye footage of what it looks like to fly through an 1800s gold rush town in California, what it looks like. And it's a 30-second clip. It looks amazing. I mean, yeah, there's a little weird gold coin that popped in there, which can be edited out. But anyway, this kind of footage would cost millions and millions in production to be able to create this stuff. And now you basically just type in a prompt and it's going to spit it out. Some of the other things is this one prompt from, so it looks like a Land Rover that's driving down a dirt road. And the prompt is basically just, you know, it's a short couple paragraphs long, but it's a 19-second prompt. This thing driving down the road, and there's another couple examples where usually just the same car driving down the certain road, and they just change the background to like dinosaurs and make different backgrounds and stuff. But this is insane. This is coming out hopefully maybe by the end of the year, I think. And I guess over the next year or two, video production is going to be insane. Based on this thing, there was a couple quotes that came out. You've probably seen them in the news. One, Tyler Perry, who's an actor and producer, he put his studio expansion on hold. Let me see, where is that thing? Anyway, it was like an eight. Let me find it here. I should have been a little bit more prepared. Boop. Yeah, so Tyler Perry puts $800 million studio expansion on hold after seeing OpenAI Sora. He said jobs are going to be lost. There's been a lot of discussion lately in business about, you know, the impacts of AI, especially generative AI, on especially for content creation. And there's a lot of people on both sides of the coin. Some people are saying, oh, it's not going to have an impact. You know, it needs to be more personalized. There's always going to be, you know, room for storytelling. And there's other people who are like, you know, it's over. It's gone. You know, content creation is going to be done by robots. I'm kind of in the middle there, but I'm seeing these things come up, and it's you can't avoid what's going to be happening here. You know, I mean, what was it? Jeff Katzenberg from DreamHost, co-founder, basically said AI is going to cut the cost of animation movies by 90% within 3 years. 90% in 3 years. So you're talking millions a multi-million dollar DreamWorks production. Did I say DreamHost? That's a hosting company. I meant DreamWorks. Anyway, DreamWorks co-founder. Anyway, DreamWorks, you know, they make animated films. And if they're talking, you know, 90% of their production budget is going to be cut in the future, you know, what jobs are going to be lost there? So again, this stuff is coming out. Just check out Sora. You know, this thing is mind-blowing in what it does. And this is just, it's not even public yet. You know, people aren't even using this. So when this thing cracks open and they're going to be starting using this for production, it's going to change a lot of things. So anyway, this is going to change things. And I think definitely need to, if you have a, you know, production company and you're doing film or you're doing any kind of content creation, you really need to question what your strategy is over the next couple of years and how you're going to position yourself. And we've been spending a lot of time, you know, once or twice a week, just consulting major firms on where this stuff is going and helping people figure out strategies for how to anticipate what their business is going to be like in the next couple of years. And, you know, people are concerned. People really want to, you know, take advantage of the benefits that this stuff has to offer and also, you know, plan for a future where it's going to be different. You know, there's going to be different types of creatives doing different types of things. And there's going to be certain types of creatives that aren't going to be doing the same thing. And it's already clear here with Sora and with ChatGPT and, you know, Midjourney and all these art creation programs, things will be changing. And yeah, you can't just type in and get exactly what you want yet, but that is going to change. I mean, the first iPhone, when it came out, you know, I mean, people looked at it as like, what good is that? What good is a, you know, $400-$600 phone, you know? And well, now you know, I mean, I think it's funny because when I first moved to Germany in 2007, I just left a telecom and I was moving over here and they announced the first iPhone and it came out. And the questions were, I was talking to some people about what jobs I was going to have here in Germany. And they were like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I really, you know, I see this iPhone thing coming out and I really think there's a future in apps. You know, I really think there's a future in creating software for mobile devices. And you're like, software for mobile devices? That's crazy. That's stupid. You're never going to have a future in that. And, you know, look what happened. So, you know, this stuff is coming. You can't avoid it. It's going to be changing things. And it's time to plan strategies for it. And if you're interested in talking about it, you know, just an aside self-promotion, we have quite a few services we offer at Robot Spaceship where, you know, we'll come in and we'll do a workshop with you and we'll just kind of either show you what this tech can do or we'll do a workshop to help work with you to figure out what you can do with it for your business, how to integrate it into your business successfully, and how to plan for it in the future. Because literally everybody needs to make a plan for this stuff. It's not going to go away. The horse is out of the barn on this. I think it's funny. In my last podcast, I was talking about the Gartner trend cycle and how I felt that, you know, normally trends kind of have a pattern, you know, they get really popular and then they kind of drop off in their popularity and then they kind of start to come up again and have some value. And my feeling on this, as I continue to see these things, continue to see the feedback that other people in the industry are talking about, is I don't think generative AI is going to have a fall off. I think it's going to continue because AI in itself is an intelligence. It's an evolution in intelligence. And so this is going to be iterating on itself. And anyway, the point, there was a sound clip that I had on social media and it got tons and tons and tons of views and feedback on it. And I was basically talking about this little sound clip that was made. And this is a guy, I don't know, he was trying to hassle me a little bit, kept writing. He was like, what good is AI? Just give me one example of what this really is going to help your business or blah, blah, blah. And my point was like, there's a platform, I have to share the link here, I forget the name, but anyway, I take all my podcasts, my videos, and I upload it to this platform, and the platform literally uses AI to identify the sound bites that make the most sense within a certain designated period of time, whether it's a 30-second clip or 60-second clip. It identifies those sound bites, and it chops it up, and it chops these videos into little 60, 30-second soundbite clips and cuts them and then takes the text and translates them and puts them, you know, puts the subtitles on the videos themselves. So there's a whole AI platform where you basically just upload your video, it does all that stuff, and within, I don't know, about 10 minutes time, it chops out like 10 or 20 of these videos that you can use to upload to social media. So literally just saving me hours and hours and hours of time of just reviewing all my videos and trying to find the best soundbite and clipping it out and then translating the text and putting it on there. In 10 minutes, bam, it's done. And my comment was, I literally used AI to make the video that you're watching this on right now, you know? And it's funny, the audio that I use for my text, I upload the audio to Adobe, and it has this platform for podcasters where I literally upload the audio and it takes the audio and it pulls out all the extraneous sound, like the fan always spins really high when I record audio on my laptop, and you can kind of hear the fan noise in the background, or maybe my mic isn't working really well, or maybe some pops and stuff in the room. Anyway, it just takes that audio and it clears it up. AI just clears up that audio, and then I place it back in my video, and then I export the video and I upload to that other platform. It chops it all up. And that's all AI. It's saving me tons and tons and tons of time already, you know? And if I had a huge production team that I needed to do all these things, I wouldn't need them anymore, because I'd basically just use this stuff and upload it myself using AI. And if I wanted to make a video, again, something like Sora is coming out soon, so you basically just make whole movies of all kinds of stuff just using prompts. That's where it's going to go. So again, I don't have all the answers. I can't say specifically for your particular business, you know, what's going on. We do workshops for that to help you figure that out, but things are changing fast. So fast that we can't even keep up with it. I know they did another podcast previously where I was just saying, like, this stuff is coming out every day. We can't keep up with it. Changes are happening immediately, just bam, 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 bam. So the cycle at which this stuff is going is speeding up constantly. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. I think you should go check out the page, OpenAI Sora. I'll share another link. Check it out and just share your thoughts. This is just mind-blowing what this thing can do with just a few text prompts. I haven't physically tried it out yet. I don't have access to it, but when it does, I'll share my thoughts. But this is pretty amazing. Again, this is turning into the AI podcast, just because there's so much innovation that's happening just with AI. Every single episode is just another mind-blowing thing. But that's kind of it for this week. I just wanted to point that out. I'll share the links in the show notes. Also, be sure, if you're interested in your journey, come to Spacewalk Talks and talk with us and listen to a bunch of great speakers talking about the future of business in Germany, especially in regards to AI, where this is all going. So check out the links in the show notes and let me know what you think. As always, be sure to subscribe and follow to this podcast. We're on all the social channels. We're on all the podcast channels, so you can get it sent to you probably by AI. Get in the AI algorithm so we can send you more stuff. And just let me know what you think. Share some comments. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.